The very first Israeli superhero is coming to theaters near you. You'll have to wait a little bit. It's 2024, but it is happening. Marvel Studios announced a couple of weeks ago that its next Captain America movie, titled Captain America New World Order, will include a super heroine from Israel named Sabra. S-A-B-R-A, Sabra. The announcement came just 1 week before the 40th commemoration of the Sabra and Shatila massacre in Beirut, Lebanon. Either the timing was intentional and meant to strike a raw nerve with Palestinians, Lebanese, and Arabs the world over, I think more likely Marvel Studios is ignorant and insensitive to Palestinian history. The Sabra and Shatila massacre was one of the most tragic events in the history of the Palestinian people. From an Israeli viewpoint, Sabra is a nickname for a Jewish person born in Israel or Palestine and stems from the Hebrew term for the fruit of a prickly pear. It's been in common use since the 1930s. But the word Sabra to Palestinians instantly evokes memories of the two Palestinian communities in Lebanon, Sabra and Shatila, where a massacre of more than 1,000 Palestinian refugees and Lebanese Shiite civilians were carried out by Lebanese Christian militiamen allied to Israel during the 1982 Lebanon-Israel War. In 1983, the Israeli government released the Kahan Commission of Inquiry into the events that occurred at the refugee camps, and the Israeli government found the Israeli army indirectly responsible. It concluded that the army approved the militiamen's entry into the area and didn't take appropriate measures to prevent the massacre. Ariel Sharon was the defense minister at the time of Israel, and he was forced to resign as a result of the government's inquiry. 18 years later, in 2001, Ariel Sharon was elected prime minister of Israel. The cartoon character, the Marvel cartoon character, Sabra, debuted as a cameo character in the Marvel Incredible Hulk comic book in 1980. In addition to the Incredible Hulk, the relatively obscure Sabra character appeared alongside Marvel superheroes such as Iron Man and the X-Men. Palestinian-American writer and analyst Youssef Munir said, quote, "That comic doesn't suggest anything positive about how this film will play out. The whole concept of turning Israeli spies into heroes is insensitive and disgraceful. The glorification of violence against Palestinians specifically and Arabs and Muslims more broadly in mass media has a long and ugly history in the West, and it has remarkable staying power." A Marvel Studios spokesperson told CNN that, quote, "filmmakers are taking a new approach with the character Sabra." What we do know about the movie is the superheroine Sabra is an Israeli police officer by day and a superpowered Mossad agent by night. The Mossad is the National Intelligence Agency of Israel. Analogous to the CIA, the Mossad is responsible for assassinations across the world, documented in great detail in the book Rise and Kill First, The Secret History of Israel's Targeted Assassinations by Israeli author Ronen Bergman. And there is a Mossad connection to the Sabra and Shatila massacre. The massacre itself was led by the Mossad-linked phalangist militia based in Lebanon under Israeli military control. You can imagine the news of an Israeli superwoman being part of a Marvel studio blockbuster has Israelis gushing with pride, as well as the Israeli intelligence community. This is being seen as a PR coup. It's not the first time the Mossad has been in a Hollywood film, but it is the first time the Mossad has been given blockbuster superhero status. Avner Avraham, a former Mossad officer and founder of the Spy Legends Agency, which consults for film and TV shows portraying Israeli spies, said, quote, "This is the TikTok way, the cartoon way to talk to the new generation, and they will learn about the word Mossad. It helps the branding. The fact that they decided to take a Mossad agent, a Sabra, and they didn't take an Egyptian agent or Italian agent, it shows Mossad is a big name." Jewish Voice for Peace, also the acronym JVP, which is the largest Jewish organization committed to Palestinian liberation in the world, has a different point of view. Quote, "Given the immense global reach and cultural influence of Marvel's movies, creating a hero out of an agent of a brutal apartheid regime is unconscionable. By glorifying the Israeli army and police, Marvel is promoting Israel's violence against Palestinians and enabling the continued oppression of millions of Palestinians living under Israel's authoritarian military rule," unquote. At a time when mainstream human rights organizations, such as Amnesty International, have concluded that Israel is an apartheid state, and the United Nations has consistently accused Israel of possible war crimes, it's hard to imagine a film that stars a superhero Mossad agent will enhance understanding of what is truly happening in Israel and Palestine. Americans, for the most part, have no idea what life is like for Palestinians living under 55 years of military occupation. There are some Israelis who think Marvel Studios may throw a curveball. Yuri Fink, an Israeli cartoonist who says he came up with a similar Israeli superhero back in 1978, is concerned that the quote-unquote progressives working at Marvel may turn superheroine Sabra into a negative character. And the former Mossad agent Avner Avraham shared a similar sentiment that Sabra may be portrayed as a character that does good for Israel, but, quote, bad things to other people. Author Mitchell Plitnik, in a story that's linked at the Gaza Corner section of the Tangents playlist at tangents.com, points out that Marvel has recently been applauded for positive portrayals of Egyptian mythology and Arab characters in its Moon Knight TV series, and also positive depictions of Muslim Pakistani-American culture in Ms. Marvel. But these are cultural representations, as opposed to Marvel venturing into the incendiary and largely misunderstood Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I believe there's little reason to believe Marvel has a handle on what it's getting into. As I mentioned at the outset, naming its superheroine Sabra is an affront to Palestinians, and breaking the news of Captain America: New World Order practically on the anniversary of the Sabra and Shatila massacre is inexcusable.